is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Hello, welcome to the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines: ZMA emphasizes the need for stricter standards in medical training. Government intensifies efforts to secure national food security. Palestinian to gain statehood. ZBF president allegedly fires general secretary. Now the news in detail. The Minister of Education has officially closed the 2025 Knowledge Co-Creation Program for Africa Cohort 3 and 4 under the theme Enhancing Understanding and Development of a Learning Environment, Accelerating STEM Learning Competencies in Africa. Speaking at the official closing, Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima has called for more collaborative efforts between countries in a bid to improve the learning standards. Mr. Siakalima says the knowledge exchange between educators on the African continent is key to solving the Africa's education sector problems, because Africa's solutions lie among Africans.
Contextual practice aligns with Zambia's vision for an education system that drives social economic transformation. From early childhood schools to higher education, you have been actively involved in designing and testing STEM-focused learning environments. These environments are not abstract. They are tools for change aligned with an international development plan to create jobs, stimulate industrial growth, and build a resilient, knowledge-driven economy.
Meanwhile, leader of the Cohort 3 and Cohort 4, Caroline Kalab from Uganda, says the Co-Creation Knowledge Program was a great opportunity to develop new solutions to the problems the education sectors on the African continent face.
We have embraced the belief that if a teacher can do it, then the learner can do it. We cannot preach competence through hands-on without doing it. Therefore, this training has given us an opportunity to dive into what project-based learning means, right from the beginning up to a time we see a product. We developed the different sites that have already been talked about, and each and every one of us has had a very rich experience from the different intentional ecosystems.
Government has expressed deep sorrow following a tragic road accident that claimed the lives of 7 people along the Solwezi-Chingola Road in Mushindamo District, Northwestern Province. The accident, which occurred on July 24, 2025 at Lunga Bridge, involved a bus carrying 36 passengers that collided with a protruding loader from an oncoming truck, resulting in the immediate deaths of 7 individuals. Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Grandson Wishikoti Katambi visited the accident victims at the hospital and conveyed the government's heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families, while wishing a swift recovery to those who sustained injuries in the accident. United Party for National Development, UPND, Southern Province Chairman Brilliant Makwembo says the preparations for the UPND intra-party elections scheduled to commence this coming August 2025 in Southern Province are progressing well. Speaking to the media, Mr. Makwembo has warned UPND aspiring candidates for various positions for the 2026 elections to stop campaigning where there are UPND sitting elected leaders. He, however, stressed that reported routing of public resources at Monali Nico Mine in Chief Naluama of the Momba Tonga speaking people should be investigated speedily.
What this is, where Here we have a sitting MP, UPND sitting MP, UPND mayor, UPND councillor. We don't allow campaigns because that's the government that we have, Mr. Shombe. You will mend the jitu with so that we have one bad muntu. He said with the elected involvement, a Tariqa Kushia parliament to come and defend his or her seat in his or her constituency. Not at all. We are not going to allow that. And we have warned our members, whoever who dare do that, that means one he or he herself who disqualify himself. We don't allow early campaigns. Early campaigns are only going to be open after parliament dissolves.
The Zambia Medical Association, ZMA, has emphasized the need for stricter standards in medical training to ensure that doctors are fit for practice. Speaking during the launch of Medical Education Indaba report, ZMA President Dr. Kaumba Roy Tolopu states that the rapid increase in medical schools and students has raised concerns about the quality of training and supervision. He says the current system is facing challenges which include inadequate facilities and supervision that can compromise the quality of medical education. Dr. Tolopu has stressed that the regulatory bodies, Ministry of Education and Medical Practitioners of Zambia must work together to maintain high standards. Meanwhile, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi has highlighted a significant shortage of doctors in Zambia, with the country requiring at least 20,000 doctors to meet the World Health Organization's recommended ratio. Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, party national spokesperson Brandel Philip says the party is shocked over Mr. Nakachinda's pathological lying and consistent pattern of dishonesty in dealing with the Zambian people. In a statement, Mr. Philip says the pathological lying is very disingenuous and uncalled for behavior that eroded the public's trust in the political organization for which Mr. Nakachinda is poster child, causing 2.8 million Zambians to vote them out of office. He says yesterday on the Hot Seat program, Mr. Nakachinda summoned all the good English words that he had learned from the streets and attempted to project himself as a committed patriotic champion in the defense of the tenets of democracy and a fearless advocate for constitutionalism. He says, judging from his utterances on the program yesterday, it's easy for the party to deduce that Mr. Nakachinda lacks a sense of shame and has a selective memory.
Yesterday, on the Hot Seat program, Mr. Nakachinda summoned all the good English words that he had learned from the streets and attempted to project himself as a committed patriot, champion in the defense of the tenets of democracy, and a fearless advocate for constitutionalism. Instead of taking advantage of the program to share a clear roadmap for where they seek to take the nation should the Zambian people trust them again, Mr. Nakachinda squandered the golden opportunity and used the airtime to demonize other political players, labeling them as tools fashioned by the state to kill intra-party democracy and to weaken the party.
The Alliance Council of Bishops in Zambia has expressed a deep concern over the increasing rate of abuse of young girls in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News, the council spokesperson, Bishop Charles Peary, says the nation lacks stringent rules to deter such abuse, and it is imperative for legislators to enact strong laws to protect the girl child. Bishop Peary says the current rate of abuse is unacceptable and calls for collective action to address the issue, emphasizing that as a Christian nation, Zambia's high rate of child abuse contradicts its biblical principles. The council has urged the church to take a strong stance against child abuse and incorporate messages condemning such acts into their teachings.
But we have noted with sadness the increase in at the rate at which the abuse on small child or on small girls is actually taking place in this country. Now, from the Bishops' Council of Zambia point of view, is that we do not seem to have...